Hello, this is Roy Lilly. There was an article in an online tech magazine and it listed the top health companies, they were startups, that venture caps were interested in. They were investing in them, tipping them for the future. There were 12 and most involved a reference to artificial intelligence. Now, this is my starting point. There is no such thing as artificial intelligence. There may be one day, but not today. There's nothing anywhere that's advanced enough to replace a human brain box. Yet. Machines can't do reasoning, have no real world knowledge, and they don't do social interaction very well. Mind you, the same might be said for a lot of people. Anyway, they can do some low-level stuff like pattern recognition. They might try to imitate humans by speaking to us and turning on the telly, but it's not intelligence. Machines can remember stuff. If their memories are big enough, they can remember lots of stuff, and that means they can compare your face in a crowd with pictures in the database. Super quick. So smile, you're on camera. Storage capacity, scalable networks, security, power assumptions, algorithms all try and do what you can do in the 5 inches between your ears. Computers can compare images of lumps with thousands of pictures of tumours, speeding up diagnostics, and that's what the NHS does. Trends in technology and possibilities get simple minds very excited. My point is, when someone is trying to flog an idea or a new product and they tell you it's based on AI, they're snake oil salesmen. The startups were, they were a mixed bag. I'll give you a sample, a product to help hospitals measure workforce productivity. Well, Professor Alison Leary, the doyen of All Matters Workforce, says, quote, "The idea that people are vessels for technical skills and work is a series of time deliverable tasks without regard to the situation, risk, human factors is entrenched in healthcare. This is high risk. Relationships between workforce and outcomes are complex." And she warns against a narrow focus on healthcare as a series of tasks to be completed rather than the delivery of person-centered care. Productivity, well, what are you going to measure? Inputs, outputs, or outcomes? Next, there was an AI platform to help hospitals and safely and cost-effectively introduce AI tools. You got that? An AI platform to help introduce AI tools. As AI doesn't exist, I wouldn't be in too much of a rush with that one. People know the NHS is struggling and assume their bit of tech will solve our problems. The truth, we can't do the basics. In June 2022, only 20% of trusts had an electronic patient record in place that met NHS England's required standards. A further 138 trusts had an EPR which required an extension or optimisation, and 30 trusts didn't have an EPR in place at all. Login times and multiple logins, sometimes as many as 15 different systems in each shift, still plague the NHS. Coding remains a problem and data collection analysis should be the norm, but really we know it isn't. Look, I'm tech's number one fan, but in their book, Bubbles and Crashes, Goldfarb and Kirsch, and I linked to their book this morning in the e-letter, they warn us these products rely on a narrative, stories people tell about how new technology will develop and affect societies and economies. Unfortunately, the early narratives are almost always wrong, overestimating the promises and potencies of new systems. It's also worth remembering Roy Amara's law. Now, Roy Amara is an interesting guy. I do a link to his wiki page. You can find out who he is. Anyway, his law. He says, we tend to overestimate the effect of a technology in the short run and underestimate the effect in the long run. Technological seduction is a new red flag for system leaders and politicians, beguiled by the allure of the future and ignoring the reality of the here and now. Startups in the NHS? Well, look, I'm suspicious and I'm anxious. Narratives about niche products and boutique software, as good as they might be, are not what we need right now. Machines that talk to us might be nice, but machines that can talk to each other would be a better start. We can't do interoperability. There is another danger in all this. Technologies will develop and the likes of AI will become a thing, of that there's no doubt. The NHS, as slow adopters, will be left behind. Developers will become frustrated and move out of the market, and the NHS will become a technological wasteland and never catch up. We've had a succession of water-mitty tech leaders, and they've come and gone. They've wasted money, frittered away ideas, and been careless with time. The basic goal of an interoperable, easy-to-use, digital-first NHS is moving further away. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again real soon.